Welcome to the Leap to Lead. In this episode, we're going to go through some of the simple steps you can take to rediscover you after years of putting other people first. For many women, there comes a moment when you look in the mirror and you barely recognize the person staring back at you. Years of prioritizing family, career, and others' needs have left very little room for personal growth and self-discovery. If this resonates with you, know that you are not alone and it is never too late to embark on a journey of rediscovery. Losing touch with you is a gradual process. It begins with small sacrifices, skipping that hobby session to attend your child's recital, or cancelling plans with friends to finish that work deadline, or putting your dreams on hold to support your partner's career. Over time, these little sacrifices, they accumulate, and before you know it, you have forgotten who you are. But here's the good news. Your true self is still there, waiting for you to rediscover. One of the most effective ways to rediscover yourself and reconnect with who you are is through journaling. It's a really powerful tool for self-reflection and discovery. And I've got a couple of prompts here if you want to get started. Think about, firstly, what activities brought you joy in your younger life that you've since abandoned. If you had an entire day to yourself with no obligations, how would you spend it? What are three personal goals that you've been putting off and why? When was the last time you felt truly excited and full of joy? What were you doing? And what aspects of your personality have you suppressed to fit into the roles other people expected of you? Take time to consider those questions deeply. You might be really surprised by what comes up. And as you rediscover your true self, you might then find your confidence starts re-emerging. And then with that newfound self-assurance, it can be a really powerful tool in your professional life, especially if you're thinking of starting a business. Many women find that midlife is the perfect time to start a business. You've got years of experience, a wealth of skills and wisdom that comes from navigating all the challenges that you've faced. By reconnecting with your passions and your values, you can align your business idea with what truly matters to you. Remember, the most successful businesses often stem from personal experiences and genuine passions. Your journey of self-discovery could be the foundation for a thriving enterprise that not only brings you fulfillment, but serves others in a meaningful way. Rediscovering yourself after years of putting yourself on hold, it's not selfish. It's about reclaiming your identity, reigniting your passions, and realigning your life with what you truly value. The journey of self-discovery, it will lead to increased confidence. You'll have clarity on your direction and a renewed sense of purpose. So whether you're looking at making small changes in your daily life or you're wanting to take that big leap and start your own business, it is never too late. You are right on time. Your years of caring for others, they haven't diminished your potential. They've enriched it. And so now is the time to turn some of that care and attention inward. Are you ready to rediscover the amazing woman you've always been? It starts with a single step, and maybe answering one of those questions is going to be that step for you today. So take it. Your future self will thank you. Remember, you're not starting over. You're starting from a position of experience. Embrace this new opportunity with open arms and see where it leads you. The best is yet to come. And if you're looking for guidance and support, then I invite you to book a free strategy session with me. In just 30 minutes, we will identify exactly where you are and define your next steps forward. Go to the leaptolead.com, can't even say it, theleaptolead.com/strategy. I cannot wait to support you.